there, friend. You have made it. This is an exciting day. This is the very last lesson in the very last sprint of your certification program. Confetti all around! I am so proud of you for the incredible work, time, and effort that you have put into becoming an Arts Integration Specialist. Today, we're exploring the last mountain to climb with Arts Integration, working with administration. So here's what we're covering in this lesson. Investigating the benefits and challenges of working directly with administrators on a change effort. Exploring the outcomes and core beliefs that administrators need to hear, see, and understand to connect with Arts Integration. Learning how to become partners in success with administration for student learning through Arts Integration. So before we begin, I want to clarify that when I say administrator in this lesson, I'm speaking about the person who is evaluating you. This could be a principal, a superintendent, a director, or even your parent community. We're all here at different stages in our careers, so please just envision who you'll be working with in this capacity whenever I say administrator, okay? Administrators have a lot on their plate. There's more than just Arts Integration on their minds, obviously. This should not come as a surprise to you. I'm kind of stating the obvious here, but it's important to keep front of mind because we often get so caught up in our role towards being Arts Integration Specialist and bringing that to the forefront that we forget that there are other priorities at play for time, money, and resources. Remembering that Arts Integration fits into the overall package of what makes school engaging and imperative for 21st century is going to go a long way. That said, there are some very real benefits and challenges to working with administrators on an effort like Arts Integration. First, many administrators are already excited about the idea of Arts Integration. In fact, they may be helping you lead it right from the start. It's common that administrators are the change agents who want Arts Integration to happen in their schools or districts, and the Arts Integration Specialist is their right-hand man, like Alexander Hamilton was to George Washington. If that fits for you, there's already an unspoken partnership that leads to a positive pathway forward. If that doesn't fit for you, then your focus will be on sharing why and how Arts Integration will benefit the school and how your job helps to move that along. More on that in a little bit. Another benefit to working directly with administrators on a change effort like this is that you can get some amazing insights to the school, community, and students that you may not have seen before. Administrators are not looking to be the lone ranger. They really do want to be a part of a team. They are often more than happy to share their leadership insights with you and fill in some missing background pieces that will make your job as an Arts Integration Specialist so much easier. Take advantage of this if you can. Ask loads of questions, engage in positive conversations, and also remember your own leadership profile, how you can be a support to the administrator and also helped craft the vision for moving forward with Arts Integration. That direct line to administrators also means that you're in a unique position to both lead and support. The better you build a positive relationship with your administrator, the more trust will develop. The more trust that develops, the more likely that your administrator is to hear you out on the needs of your teachers or students when it comes to the realities of Arts Integration, like budgets, staffing, and resources. On the flip side, you're also able to share insights from classrooms or concerns from teachers directly with the administrator to help work through the details so that the initiative can go as smoothly as possible. This part also comes with a challenge, so be careful. When working directly with the administrator, it can be very easy for other teachers or colleagues to think that you're tattling on them or manipulating the situation. This is unfortunate, as it's not true, but it's something to keep an eye on. Remember that your transparency and communication is key, as is the intention with which you are working on Arts Integration. If you are honest and model open communication, this challenge can be just a small speed bump along the way. Another challenge from working directly with your administrator on this will come in terms of workload. in an effort to build a positive working relationship and to prove that you're the right person for this role, you may end up agreeing to take on a lot of additional responsibilities. Some of these may be for arts integration, and some may not. For example, when working with one administrator to develop the visiting artist schedule, he happened to notice my organizational abilities. So he then asked if I could create the daily schedule for the entire school. That sucked up a lot of my summer break time and made me a very unpopular person for a while, especially with the kindergarten teachers who no longer had their arts time at the end of the day like they always had before. Worse, I was suddenly tasked with scheduling every time there was a need. The better course of action here is to say yes to things that are related to your position and to kindly say no when asked to do something which is out of your wheelhouse. For example, in my situation that I shared just now, I could have said, "Thanks so much for trusting me with this. I'm really honored that you think so highly of me. However, I'm not comfortable creating the regular daily school schedule as I'm unaware of everything each teacher or team or grade level may need for instruction. I'd be happy to learn about this from you though and work on it with you." Establishing boundaries with administrators is really hard, but it's necessary and they will respect you for it. One other challenge that you will face at some junction with any administrator, it's money. There is never enough money for everything we want to do. And let's face it, arts integration can be resource intensive. Administrators can be extremely cautious with their budgets, and for good reason. You'll just need to know how and when to ask for the resources you truly need. So first, create your ideal budget. Do all the legwork up front. List out every supply you might need for the year, as well as money for substitutes for collaborative planning and teaching artists. Once you have your dream budget, then start making cuts, just like an administrator would. What is a must-have and what is a nice-to-have? Cut out those nice-to-haves so that you at least have a minimum budget to present. Once that's done and you have a core budget, create a bulleted list for each line item on your budget as to why it's necessary. It doesn't have to be long, but you need to provide justification for each item. Then it's time to submit it. A little tip here. Most administrators have certain money to spend at certain times. So for instance, curriculum budgets don't generally open up until late spring, but close in midsummer. PD budgets need to be spent before June 30th for most schools in the United States. So asking for PD is much more successful in the spring than it is in the fall. People want to make sure that they have enough money in the budget. And most school budgets turn over on July 1 in the States. So if you have a big ticket item, you want to share that you could purchase that on July 1 or later. Knowing when money is available and when it's not will help with that sticky money conversation. Now, the reason money seems like a sticky conversation, even though it's really not, is because we're nervous that administrators won't see the value in arts integration and the resources that are needed. This goes back to the outcomes and core beliefs surrounding arts integration. Once an administrator is clear on the exact benefits and outcomes to using arts integration for the students in their population, their school or their district, and if those things align with their core beliefs for improving education, they will do whatever they can to make it happen. So it's our job to help them understand those components. First off, if they are new to the whole approach, start with that research brochure that you did at the beginning of the program. This brief overview helps them get a bite-sized nugget of the approach, and they can easily see it's grounded in years of research. This alone is going to help you significantly. Another piece to keep in mind is how arts integration is going to directly impact student achievement in all forms, not just testing, and teacher improvement, again, in all forms. Do some homework and look at current trend data for how students are performing in your school or district. If you've been using arts integration already, pull some data from before you started and where you are now. If you're just getting started at this, look for patterns in the current student data and then follow up with how arts integration can lift those patterns positively using research found on artsedsearch.org or other areas. Similarly, Share a simple poll with your teachers about their current workload, student trends they are seeing, what they are most frustrated with, what they're most excited about, and how they feel about the current curriculum. Again, review that data and then seek out supporting data about arts integration's effect on teacher efficacy and the drop in burnout rates. We have a sample of that kind of survey provided in your workbook today. Listen, data is a powerful motivator for any administrator. They look at data all day long and respond well to solid numbers in black and white. Even if they have already bought in hook, line, and sinker to arts integration, data provides a sense of security and proof that they can use to get the resources you need. The only thing more potent than data is data mixed with a good plan for moving forward and a clear sequential process. That is just too good to pass up. If you come to any administrator with the phrase, "Here's where our gaps are, and here's how we can fix it. Oh, by the way, I've already got an implementation plan ready to do this thing next year," they're going to, at the very least, hear you out. And if you also ask them questions while you're presenting everything so that you can get their input, then it becomes a joint decision, which they are now a key player in. From that point on, it's a matter of keeping yourself on track with your implementation plan and leveraging everything else that you've learned in this program to make your efforts a success. Speaking of success, one last point about working with your administrator. No matter what, always look to your administrator as a partner in this work. Don't ever see them as an adversary or as someone who is blocking you from moving forward. Administrators really do want what is best for students. And if they are not moving forward, it's because they still don't understand or buy into the approach. Not simply a matter of getting to know them better, what they hope to accomplish themselves, and how you can help them do that through an arts integrated approach. This is a big shift and requires a lot of moving pieces. You can't do this alone. Even if you think you've been doing it alone so far, there's only so much that you'll get if you go that route. Your administrator is your teammate. They will understand your frustrations and celebrations more than you know. And they will be there with you through it all. Many administrators are new to this work as well, so get them involved. Invite them to participate in an arts integrated lesson. Ask them to arrange for parent or community tours and then help facilitate those tours so your administrator learns to speak this language. The more you help your administrator, the more they can do for you. Each of you has a unique talent set that the other will need. That's what makes you partners. Oh my goodness, you have made it, my friend. You have made it to the very end of this program. Can you believe it? As we close out, I just want to share my complete confidence that you are fully capable of changing the world as we know it. You are going to be an amazing arts integration specialist, and I could not be more proud of you. Now, we have a few loose ends to tie up before you go. Be sure to view the overview and the video for the final sprint project. This is going to be a compilation portfolio with very specific items we want to see inside. You're going to pull all of that together and submit that to your coach for your sprint project. Our whole coaching team will review your portfolio together. And upon approval of that, along with making sure you've turned in and received an 80% or better on all other sprint projects, you will receive your official Arts Integration Specialist certification from Education Closet. All of those details are in that final sprint project overview area. Lastly, please note that you have access to this entire program for life. So if you want to come back and review anything, and anytime we update anything, it will all be here waiting for you. Congratulations on getting through this final stage, fellow Arts Integration Specialist. So long for now.